Now, back to Tesh Matters with Jeff Boggs. Phone lines are open. Reach out and touch Jeff at 367-1240.
And we are back, 14 minutes after 11 o'clock, 367-1240. Bruce Coburn in the background doing some of his best samba work. Or bossa nova, maybe. Maybe that's a better description. Iberia Crime Stoppers joins us on Thursdays. Appreciate you guys coming in today, as always.
Thank you, Jeff.
Mike Barra with us, board member, Sergeant Stephen Guidry. How's the week been since we spoke last? I always like to hear success stories.
It's been pretty busy. Getting a few more tips in regarding some warrants, which is good. Some drug activity. Just been busy with a lot of other things coming up in preparation for July 1st, of course.
All right. Once again, Iberia Crime Stoppers, remind us of the mission.
Basically, what Crime Stoppers programs worldwide are in place for is to bring the community and law enforcement together as one to fight the crime, fight the violence, and get these criminals off the streets and put in jail.
There you go. Mike, what has the board been up to?
Well, the board's been preparing for the conference in New Orleans, a national conference. And we're sort of getting our ducks in a row to see, number one, how many people we can send within a reasonable budget. And sending people like Stephen, the New Iberia Police Department, Generette Police Department, and the Delcom Police Department. We're trying to send a representative of each to that. To promote the Crime Stoppers. But, again, it takes money, so we're going to have to, like Taylor Barra said, watch that budget very carefully before we can have a definite number of people that are going to go.
And you know, the thing about these conferences, and I know, and we've talked about it, but when Steve went to the conference last year, it paid almost immediate dividends.
Absolutely. I mean, just the information that you can get just from networking with other Crime Stoppers coordinators all around the world, every single one of them, we all do the same thing, but every single coordinator out there has something slightly different that works for them in their jurisdictions or their areas in which their Crime Stoppers program is incorporated. So you start picking people's brains for ideas, for information, especially me last year, because it was all brand new to me. It was information overload. And, I mean, we came out with amazing information. To include the Anderson Software's P3 tips, there was an hour-long discussion on that with the creators of Anderson Software's P3 tips. And, I mean, that conference room was just completely packed to the gills. There was no more seating, standing room only. And so many organizations went to P3 tips, including Iberia Crime Stoppers, and it drastically raised our tip volume.
Absolutely. Again, p3tips.com, but the P3 app that you can download onto your smartphone. Again, remind us, just going through that process and how folks can make sure that their tip is anonymous through that.
Absolutely. I mean, it's very, very simple to use. If you know how to use a computer, you know how to use P3 tips. It's very, very, very basic. If you go to the website at www.p3tips.com, there will be three buttons at the top right corner, administrative login, something else, and then submit a tip. You'd click submit a tip. It's going to bring you to another page to ask you the country that you're in, then the state that you're in, and then the organization that you want to submit your tip to. After that's said and done, it's going to give you basic questions. You know, what type of tip it is, what kind of crime you're reporting about, and it basically like fill in the blanks. Some of them will have drop down menus where you'll be able to select the type of crime, whether it be a warrant, a homicide, drug use, something along those lines. Some of them it'll ask you a question and give you a blank space. Just type in the information that it's asking you. And the more information that you give on the form, the more likely we are to make an arrest out of it. But yeah. It's very, 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 very simple to use.
Again, any criminal activity, again, nothing too big, no tip too small.
That's exactly right, Jeff. If you think just because you have some piece of tiny little bit of information that you don't think is going to go anywhere, that could be that tiniest piece of information that the sheriff's office or Generet PD or Delcom PD might be looking for to close a case.
Very good. Again, these efforts, whether it's IberiaCrimeStoppers.com, P3Tips.com, the P3 app, keeping that phone line alive at 364-TIPS, again, 364-8477. Mike, it all costs money.
It does. And, we had a successful pool tournament, and we had some additional cash that came in as related to the pool tournament, which we're happy for. But again, it takes money, and we want to give it away to as many people as possible. Stephen was talking about the kind of tips that we receive, warrants, others, homicides, and we're getting those tips, and the Sheriff's Department right now is actively looking at it. But in the future, we're going to have more help with July 1st light up of Iberia PD. That'll give some relief to the Iberia Parish Sheriff's Office.
And we want to remind folks, on July 1, Iberia Crime Stoppers doesn't necessarily change. We still want people from New Iberia to call Iberia Crime Stoppers.
Yes. Nothing's going to change, except we're going to have a lot more patrolling in the area. So we'll be able to attend to things more efficiently with an additional police force. And Generet's included in that, and of course Elton and Delcom. We're going to get everybody on board for the same thing. But again, it's money, 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 money. Just like Taylor Barr, I was talking about how bad the state is, and Freddie's talking about GDP down 1% or 2%. 800 people leaving Iberia, city, and the parish has dwindled. So we've got a lot of things that people have to prioritize, and one of them, to me, is going to be diminishing the number of criminals in the area, taking them off the streets. As Freddie was talking about, when somebody wants to move in a business, they're going to look at a couple of things. One of them is crime. And that's one of the big things. You had the shooting at McDonald's the day before yesterday. You had 34 shootings already this year. 34 and 8 homicides. That's kind of high. And I think it's all drug-related. You got two gangs. I'm going to get your drugs. You're going to get my drugs. I'm going to kill your dog. You're going to kill my cat type of thing. And we need the people to step up and be part of the solution and not part of the problem.
There you go. We feature a crime of the week, but again, when we do that, we want to remind folks it is just the featured crime of the week, certainly notable, and that's why we offer it up, but we welcome tips on any criminal activity. Again, don't just focus on the featured crime of the week.
That's exactly right, Jeff, and I got to give Mike props real quick because that was a perfect lead into to this week's crime, believe it or not. But on June 2nd, two shootings were reported within hours of each other. One of the shootings occurred in the 1000 block of Eden Street, and the other occurred in the area South Lewis Street near Park Avenue. Two people became victims that night, and each suffered gunshot wounds. Now, we all want these senseless acts of violence to stop, but we can't move forward without the help from the you. All these listeners, everyone out there, the whole community. If you've seen something, heard something, know something, and do not wish to speak to law enforcement, Iberia Crime Stoppers is here for you to tell us completely anonymously, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you do not wish to speak to any of us, law enforcement or Iberia Crime Stoppers, you were part of the problem. And we're asking everyone out there to help stop the violence and submit your anonymous tips to www.p3tips.com.
Yeah, you know, your colleague Wendell Rayborn showed a little, not maybe frustration, but just in the idea that the two victims of these crimes are what you think are victims, but they didn't want to speak. And that's got to be frustrating for law enforcement.
It is, because, I mean, we're always getting a bad rap for not solving cases, always getting a bad rap for trying to ask proper questions to people, and they're getting, you know, dubbed as snitches or whatever, but we can't solve crimes if we don't have information. I mean, we're not robots. We're not magical unicorns that can just go out there and say, okay, I know exactly what happened to you without hearing anything from anyone else. Our investigations are solely based off of the information that we receive from the people.
Yeah. Yeah, again, that's what we hope Crime Stoppers can do, is give people that anonymous avenue in which to offer up those tips without worrying about repercussions and, again, maybe getting a few dollars in the meantime.
And that's exactly right, Jeff. And I'm serious when I say this. Every tip that you have can be submitted to us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If you have information out there, submit it. Let us know about it so that I can properly forward it to the proper agency and the proper division so that they can get the ball rolling on their end. But if we don't hear anything, we can't solve 100% of the crimes. We need help from the community. And again, if you don't want to speak to law enforcement, that's why this organization is in place, Iberia Crime Stoppers. It's to take your tips anonymously and pay you. I mean, we're trying to sweeten the deal as much as we can. But if you don't put that foot forward, you're part of the problem.
Yeah. You know, obviously, Steve works for the sheriff's office, but Mike, Iberia Crime Stoppers is not a police organization. It's there to assist, certainly, and happy to offer that assistance. But, yeah, this is a private thing.
We're strictly independent of any law enforcement, period, whether it's a marshal in Generette or a marshal in New Iberia. We operate on the basis that we're going to try and help these law enforcement divisions help them solving crimes. And I think as a member of the board that we haven't yet accomplished the anonymity portion of Crime Stoppers.
You mean getting that word out and assuring people that it is?
I still think there's doubt.
Yeah.
You know, and there's no doubt in my mind, but how do I portray that to other people? I don't know who's calling. We had a meeting at the Chamber of Commerce.
You know what we need is people who have made these anonymous tips and been rewarded to come forward and talk about their experience of anonymity.
Well, about that, Jeff.
I don't think that would work.
I'm having a little fun here with that. But
we had a meeting with the chamber, and one guy says, well, will I have to testify if I report something? I said, who are you? He said, well, I just introduced myself. I said, no, who are you? Because you gave me a tip. I don't know who you are. So you don't have to testify. Nobody knows who gave us that tip. We don't know who gave us that tip. And that's what we have to emphasize to the people the East End, the North End, the South End.
Yeah, again, obviously there are some areas that seem to be pockets of crime. I trust you're getting the word out there or trying to put in signs up in some of those hot spots.
We do have signs in those hot spots, but it's still that little doubt in people's mind that, am I going to be a snitch? They had a saying, snitch with stitches.
Snitches get stitches.
Yeah. Something like that. But, nobody knows who you are. I don't. And we give you the money, we don't know who you are. It's just money you got, period.
Yeah. Yeah, and again, with the new features that you offer, especially with the P3Tips.com, if you have any reluctance at all, you know, the one thing you can do is like go to the library, use their computers. Use somebody else's device if you need to offer the tip. But no matter what, it's anonymous.
That's exactly right. And I mean, you could submit your tips anywhere you want in the world, anywhere in the world. So if you have information and you're going on a little vacation or something, Canada or Mexico or whatever, and they've got internet access, you could submit your tips to Iberia Crime Stoppers anytime.
Yeah, again.
And we've had a couple of tips from Texas, you know, that somebody was here earlier and went to Texas, but came back with a tip for us through the P3.
There you go. Gentlemen, anything else before we let you go? Any other upcoming news coming out of the board, fundraising efforts or otherwise?
No, we're working on our next fundraiser, but we haven't decided what kind we're going to have. I know that we want to redo the pool tournament for next year, so it would be the second annual pool tournament. I think we learned a lot that we could have done much better. And Mr. Ulan guided us as much as possible with a big help. But he's made some suggestions that I think, yes, definitely we ought to follow.
Very good, very good. Sergeant Stephen Guidry, any final thoughts?
Just one more thing regarding the anonymity of everybody who calls in or submits tips. Facebook. Private messages are not anonymous.
Right.
Emails are not anonymous. So if you're trying to submit information regarding a tip that you want to give, it's not anonymous if you send it to me in Facebook Messenger.
But they are welcome, but just keep in mind.
Right. That's exactly right.
There you go. And speaking of the Facebook page, were we able to upload today's featured crime?
I think I had like 10% left on the upload when I had to leave the office because I was cutting it close. But it should be
That's
up
okay.
probably.
We're all running late today.
It's one of those days. It's Thursday morning. But it will be posted.
Mike, any final thoughts?
None for me.
Once again, Iberia Crime Stoppers on Facebook. One avenue to get to know Crime Stoppers. But again, leave those anonymous tips at 364-TIPS, 364-8477, the P3 app, p3tips.com, or iberiacrimestoppers.com. Again, gentlemen, always a pleasure.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff.